Round one of the 2026 NHL draft has completed for the Anaheim Ducks, and we are joined now by the general manager, Pat Verbeek. Pat, how satisfied are you with this night in knowing that you were able to get into the first round?
Well, we hadn't planned on it, but I, you know, I've been talking to a few teams over a lot of different scenarios. Obviously, you know, Mason McTavish was put in one of the deals to be able to move into the first round. So it was a really hard decision. But I think, you know, our group's really excited for, you know, for the two players we ended up getting in the first round and you know, getting Klepop, you know, really high talent, exciting player. He's creative. He's also, he has what we call, I guess, a 50-50 player in a sense. He's equal part goal scorer, equal part playmaker. So we were really excited to get him. And then Nordmark, at the end, we actually didn't want to take any more chances to move up to get the player. So we were really excited about his goal scoring ability as well. So it, all in all, I mean, ended up moving Zellweger as well. I mean, it was a tough day. I mean, those are really good people that, you know, we ended up trading, and I love both of them. They're great people. They work extremely hard. They're really dedicated to their craft, but ultimately, tough decisions have to be made, so it was a difficult day, but in that sense, but we ended up, getting, two players that we really wanted.
Certainly a very busy day, three trades overall in this. And going back to the Mason McTavish part of it, sending him to St. Louis, getting those two first round picks, kind of what went into that decision to make that step and move on from Mason?
Well, I think to move that pick was probably an ability to give us a little more flexibility in free agency or through trades. And so I think that was primarily the logic behind it in moving the picks or moving Mason to get the picks. So it, I think at the end of it, that came down to it allowed us to be more flexible. We can go out into the trade market, add to our team, or the free agency market to add to our team.
Do you see the organization being more aggressive now having this financial flexibility?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, we're pushing forward. We in no means, like, you know, even though we traded Mason and, Olin, I don't see this as, taking a step back. It's going to just allow us to be more aggressive in moving forward with the team.
Touching a bit more on that Olin Zellweger trade coming before the draft, of course, you send him over to Buffalo, you get a pick back, and then you also get a player in Anton Wahlberg. What does he bring?
Well, he's a really interesting player. I think we see him as, potential, second line player. He's a 6'3" winger that kind of possesses, I wouldn't say a little, probably more of a playmaker than goal scorer, but we're hoping that his game really sets up well, and that he's a big guy, 6'3", that skates well and is going to play more of kind of a grinding game in a sense for us with using his size.
And obviously we know just what the situation is with all of the defensemen right now, but in these young defensemen, moving on from a guy like Olin Zellweger and seeing what he was able to do when he stepped in the playoffs, can you talk about what went into that as well?
I think ultimately you become log jammed up. You have a lot of young players, and I think that moving Olin allows us to kind of go get different things that we think we're missing in our organization. And I think that was kind of the primary logic behind it. And allows, we have a couple other young defensemen that are coming up that are going to be pushing for jobs. And so it allowed us to be able to kind of fill some holes in the organization from a depth standpoint at this time.
Going back to the two picks in the first round, obviously the team moved up from 29th to 28th, trading with Vegas. Why was that important in the moment?
Well, when you like a player, it's like you have to get them, and you can't take any chances. So ultimately, we see him as a high talent and, you know, top six potential pick with lots of skill and goal scoring ability. And we didn't want to take the chance. So we, you know, paid a fourth round pick to switch spots to not make sure we didn't lose the player that we wanted.
With the two players that were selected, you talked a little bit about them already, but do you see them as being closer to being able to, you know, join this organization sooner?
Well, I think in Klepov's, yes, I see him being closer at this time than possibly Nordmark. But, you know, as anything in this game, the players will prove it out. So ultimately, you know, time will tell. I mean, we're in a spot right now where we can be patient with all our young players. And as soon as they get close to knocking on the door, or they are, you know, knocking the door open, we're going to give them opportunity.
You came into this draft with just six picks. Now you're sitting at eight picks. How are you feeling going into day two? I know we're just still relaxing here at the end of day one, but.
Well, we're actually preparing for tomorrow. So there's some more strategy that I'll have to sleep on, but we'll get after it pretty quick tomorrow morning. We'll talk about more things tonight, but certainly there's some players that, you know, we'd like to be able to put into our reserve that are kind of exciting players for the future.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Pat. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Alexis.
We're here at the 2026 NHL Draft, and the Anaheim Ducks just selected 15th overall, Nikita Klepov. Nikita, congratulations and welcome to the Ducks. How are you feeling? You're in Buffalo right now.
Yeah, thank you, first of all. And very excited. As soon as I heard the trade alert, I kind of felt something, and couldn't be more happier now to get selected by the Ducks.
What do you know about the Anaheim Ducks organization?
I know there's Pavel Mitikov is playing there. It's probably the only thing. Hopefully he's going to explain to me how the life is there. But very excited to join them. And as I said, couldn't be more happier.
Yeah, it helps on that end when you guys share agents. So I'm sure you'll be able to, you know, share some thoughts as well about, you know, coming to Southern California. Have you ever been to California?
No, that's going to be my first time there.
Oh, awesome. Well, hopefully you like sunshine and the beach, because we have a lot of that here.
Yeah, not a hater of that, for sure.
You also just spent your season in Saginaw in the OHL. You won Rookie of the Year honors. Can you just talk about how you were able to grow your game there this season?
Yeah, I was playing a ton there, and with the coaching staff we had there, couldn't be more proud of what they gave me this year. And it was easy to develop there because, as I said, the coaching staff was really great with me this year.
And talking about your development a little bit more, I mean, what was it like? Did you grow as a player to, you know, strength, size, all of that this year? Do you feel like as you were able to go along with the season, you grew that part of yourself physically?
Yeah, it's a little harder in the OHL with the amount of games you play, but still we're able to work out there, and I have a great workout coach as well there. So a little different schedule, but overall, yeah, it was nice, and I enjoyed every second I spent in Saginaw.
Well, getting to be in Buffalo for this moment, can you talk about just what it was like hearing your name called and now just going forward with this process?
Yeah, as I said, I was so excited to get selected by Anaheim, and I was really happy. And as soon as I heard the trade, I was feeling something, but yeah, it can't be more happier.
And you're going to be heading to Michigan State to start your collegiate hockey career next season. Why Michigan State?
Yeah, I think with the rule changes now, college hockey took a different level now. And with all the guys that are going to be playing there next year, and it should be very competitive and fun. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, Nikita, we know that this is a big day today, but you've got a big day tomorrow. Your birthday is tomorrow. Could there be a better birthday present?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's the best birthday gift I've ever received. So so excited about that.
And as you just kind of wrap up this experience here, you know, what does it mean to you to have all the support that you've had leading into this moment?
Yeah, it's unbelievable to be able to share this moment with my friends and family and coaching staff. And a lot of friends and family from back home are watching too. So it's the dream for everyone skied, and I can't be more proud of my family.
If you could describe yourself as a hockey player to Ducks fans that don't know anything about you, what would you tell them?
I think I'm a skilled forward. I can bring a lot of offense to the table and just compete and work hard on this.
Do you have a favorite NHL player that you like to watch?
I used to watch Nikita Kucherov at the time, but now we'll follow more of Anaheim's players.
Awesome. Well, Nikita, thank you so much for joining us. I know you have a lot ahead of you now, and it's going to be an exciting time here in Anaheim having you join us. Look forward to it. And congratulations once again.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
The Anaheim Ducks have made their selection 28th overall in the first round in selecting Marcus Nordmark. Marcus is joining us now. Marcus, congratulations. Welcome to the Ducks. How are you feeling?
Yeah, really excited. And I feel so great right now.
Do you know much about the Ducks? I mean, going through this process of getting drafted, now getting to this moment, hearing your name called, what do you know about the organization?
I know some guys, Leo Carlson. I played with Erik Nilsson last year, and he was drafted last year also. So I know two guys.
Do you have a personal relationship with Leo Carlson, or are you just have you just watched him?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, it probably gives you some comfort in knowing that there are some other Swedes, of course, in the organization. But to get to this moment and to be in Buffalo for it, I mean, what was going through your mind when you heard your name called?
It was amazing. Really great feeling. Everything was really great.
Have you ever been to California?
No, I haven't.
So this will be the first time when you're heading out to development camp. We look forward to welcoming you here. But going a little bit more into your process and your year in Sweden, how do you feel like you were able to grow the most?
I think probably I can grow a lot of building a bigger body. Yeah.
And you were able to make your pro debut in the SHL, one of just three 17-year-olds. What was that like, getting to play against that higher talent?
It was really great. Great for me to learn how to play for the big guys. And it was really great for me to learn that.
Your dad also played in the National Hockey League, but he was a defenseman. And of course, you're a forward. So how did he influence your hockey career?
Yes, he helped me when I was like 3-4 years. And yes, helped me a lot. Everything around the hockey, everything has helped me. So it's really nice. And
were you ever a defenseman before you moved up to be a forward?
I think I was 1-2 years, but I think I switched back to forward then.
Your brothers also play professionally in Sweden. How much of an influence do they have on you?
Yeah, we have been fighting on the like shooting ramp and beating and have fun out there. It's been nice to have them there.
What would you like Ducks fans to know about your style of play as a hockey player?
I bunch of smart player, really great playmaking guy.
And then also, do you have a favorite player that you've watched from growing up, or someone that you like to model your game after?
I think when I was little, my favorite was Sidney Crosby. I liked watching Ovechkin also, and also like to model my game after Matt Bold and Philip Forsberg.
Awesome. Well, Marcus, congratulations. Welcome to the Anaheim Ducks, and we look forward to meeting you coming up here soon.
Yeah, thank you so much.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.